today on Apostle Gabo's podcast radio show. For those of you who are listening to us, welcome to our fasting time and season of 40 days. This is the introduction. God does a lot of miracles during this season of 40 days. This season of 40 days prepares us for the new year that is coming soon, because you count almost 30 days, which is approximately a month, when we enter into a new year that comes in the month of Tishri. According to the Hebrew calendar, God's calendar, we are in the month called Elul. The sixth month of Elul, this is when Yeshua HaMashiach, whom some call Jesus Christ, fasted for 40 days. It is the same season when Moses fasted for 40 days. This season of 40 days, they call it the season of breakthrough, the season of answered prayers, the season when God wipes away or wipes the slate clean of his people. Wiping the slate clean, what does that mean? It means that God wipes away the debts, he wipes away the bitterness, he wipes away the hatred of other people, he wipes away the debts and the covenants of vows that we have entered into. Anything that is a roadblock, it could be things we have vowed, it could be things that come from our ancestral lineage, from the third to the fourth generation. It could be the iniquities that are passed down through bloodline, through the presence of the environment where we are. He wipes them away. This wiping away happens in the 40 days that happens in the season of the end of August as we move into September, as we move towards October. Welcome to the season of answered prayers, changing bad habits into positive habits. Things we need to do during this time to activate our discipline. Oh yeah, to transform our positive way of thinking and behavior during the 40 days, which will lead into the achievement of our positive goals and achieving our positive plans. So it means you've got to set goals and you've got to design a kind of like a plan, what you're planning to do, because through these 40 days, you're going to see how you're walking towards that, how you're doing things to achieve the goals of those plan or those positive goals. Our daily devotions, we are going to devote ourselves into the area of, we need to read articles. These articles could be one or two articles that you read at least every day, and also read scriptures that will motivate your positive thinking for each day for 40 days. Create that habit of reading, because reading is a culture, yes, and also reading scriptures that can benefit you and reciting them. In fact, reading is better when you're reading to yourself and you're listening at what you're saying as you're reading. Most of us read with our mind, mouth closed, and we are thinking about what we're reading. That's also reading, but reading goes beyond when you start to read something as you're reciting it out, speaking it out as you're reading it. It's a time of 40 days. Each day, scriptures that you get for your devotion, to read them out loud. Write down things that you would like to change, the things that you want to change, the changes you want to achieve, your goals you want to reach. There's a saying of the wise says that everything you write down, you own it. What you have not written down does not belong to you. Most of us get inspiration and ideas, but everything that comes in your mind is like a bird that looks beautiful, that may fly and see it besides or close to your window. When you try to reach it, come close to it, it flies away. That's how ideas are. They come in our brain and they fly away, unless if we have written or jotted down what we have received in our mind. When we write it down, we own it. I always say it like this. When you buy land, you don't come carrying the land on your head, the soil or the ground of that land on your head. The only thing that represents your ownership is the architect chapa, or a written document that shows that your handwriting is on that paper, which proves that you are the owner of that land. So it's all about writing. What we write, we own. What we have not written down, we don't own. It's good to have prayer partners, and prayer partners who cares about us, so that we daily do prayers. When you're praying by yourself, you are just by yourself. When you're praying with another person, there is a witness that you're witnessing, that the prayers you're praying, they are more emphasized, they are more committed, and they are more devoted, they are more submitted, and they are more related through relationship. Because you are two of you. When you are three of you, the more number you become, the more stronger the prayers become, and the more effective they become. Why? Because you are not by yourself. One cannot do much. One cannot stand when a storm comes. But when two are together, a three cord is hard to break. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo. God's Quota will celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.